Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to welcome everybody today. We have a few visitors with us. We're awful glad that you came to worship with us. If there's anything we can do for you during your stay here, we would love to help you in whatever we can to assist you. We're going to look this morning at probably one of the most studied stories and events of the Bible. That's the story of David and Goliath. And if you'd like to turn there, it's in 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter. This is a story that kids learn from way back in their early Bible classes and different Bible story books and so forth. But I think the story today has a lot of meaning for us, even though it was written so long ago. As we study this, I would like for you to keep in mind the giants that you fight in your life. Because yes, this is a story about a young man, a real man, David, fighting a real person, Goliath. But you know what? We find ourselves in the situation that David is in many times throughout our lives. And we all have our own giants that we fight. We all have our own battles that we fight against. Sometimes what seems like an overwhelming enemy. And I'd like for you to keep those in the back of your mind as we study about one of the great men in the Bible, David. And this occurred when he was still a young man, before he became King David, before he was leading the Israelites. This is still when he was just a young man. Starting in verse 1, it says, "Now the Philistines gathered their armies together to battle and were gathered at Socah, which belongs to Judah. They encamped between Socah and Ezekah in Ephes-Damin. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together, and they encamped in the valley of Elah and drew up in battle array against the Philistines. The Philistines stood on a mountain on one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side with a valley in between them." And I just picture that, and this is what archaeologists think is the valley where this event took place. The Israelites drawn up in battle formation on one side of the valley on the hills, and on the other side, the Philistines, ready to do battle. And battles back then were not push button where you send in an airstrike from a drone. It was man to man. And it was a bloody affair. And it wasn't a distant battle. It was a personal battle. And the armies were drawn up, ready to do battle, ready to fight and kill each other. "And a champion went out from the camp of the Philistines named Goliath from Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. He was at least 9 foot tall. He dwarfs Shaquille O'Neal." Shaquille O'Neal's a big man. Okay, brother Frederick over here is a pretty good sized guy. You're small. You're small compared to Goliath. He was their champion warrior, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. He had a bronze helmet on his head and was armed with a coat of mail. And the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of bronze. That weighed out was about 160 pounds of armor. He was that big that the metal that he was carrying on himself weighed about 160 pounds. It's like carrying a person on you. And he had a bronze armor on his legs and a bronze javelin between his shoulders. And the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam. And his iron spearhead weighed 600 shekels, and a shield bearer went before him. The head of his spear weighed about 20 pounds. He was huge. Then he stood and cried out to the armies of Israel and said to them, "Why have you come out to line up for battle? Am I not a Philistine and you the servants of Saul? Choose a man for yourselves and let him come down to me. Then we will, if he is able to fight with me and kill me, then we will be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then you shall be our servants and serve us. I'm the champion of my people. You pick one guy. Why should everybody else have to fight and die? You pick one guy, send him to me, and whoever wins, the winner takes all." That's the situation. And the Philistine said, "I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together." When Saul and all Israel heard these words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. They're looking around. Which one of us can go up against him? There's not one of us in this army that could match him, you know, man to man. Now David was the son of that Ephrathite of Bethlehem, Judah, whose name was Jesse, who had 8 sons. And the man was old, advanced in years, in the days of Saul. The three oldest sons of Jesse had gone to follow Saul to the battle. The names of his 3 sons who went to the battle were Eliab, the firstborn, next to him, Abinadab, and the third, Shema. David was the youngest, and the 3 oldest followed Saul. But David occasionally went and returned from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. And the Philistine drew near and presented himself 40 days, morning and evening, the same challenge, defying the armies of the living God. "Send for me a man out, and I'll fight him. And if he's able to beat me, we will be your servants." Or the other way around, either one. Then Jesse said to his son David, "Take now for your brothers an ephah of this dried grain and these 10 loaves, and run to your brothers at the camp, and carry these 10 cheeses to the captain of their 1,000, and see how your brothers fare, and bring back news of them." Now Saul and they and all the men of Israel were in the valley of Elah, fighting with the Philistines. So David rose early in the morning, left the sheep with a keeper, and took the things and went as Jesse commanded him. I find it interesting that even though he was the youngest, he still had qualities. He was obedient to his father. Does it matter how old you are to be obedient to your parents? It doesn't. He was a young man, and his father wanted him to take some items to the brothers and to their officers. And so he arose early the next morning, and he did that. But he was also responsible. Just because he doesn't have the the flair of being a soldier in the army, he took his duties responsible. He was keeping the sheep there at home. He just didn't leave them and follow his father's command. He left them with a keeper. He was responsible. He did his duty, whatever it took. Sometimes our duties isn't always the flashy, the, you know, the being the soldier in the army. Sometimes it's being the shepherd. And David did that. And he came to the camp as the army was going to fight and shouting for the battle. For Israel and the Philistines had drawn up in battle array, army against army. And David left his supplies in the hand of the supply keeper, ran to the army, and came and greeted his brothers. Then as he talked with them, there was the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, coming up from the armies of the Philistines, and he spoke according to the same words. So David heard them, and all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were dreadfully afraid. So the men of Israel said, "Have you seen this man who has come up? Surely he has come up to defy Israel. And it shall be that the man who kills him, the king will enrich with great riches, will give him his daughter, and give his father's house exemption from taxes in Israel." Then David spoke to the men who stood by him, saying, "What shall be done for the man who kills this Philistine and takes away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine?" Basically, who does he think he is? He's just shown up. This has been going on for 40 days. David shows up and he sees it. The army is scared to death. And David responds, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? Who does he think he is?" And the people answered him in this manner, saying, "So shall it be done for the man who kills him." Now Eliab, his oldest brother, heard when he spoke to the men, and Eliab's anger was aroused against David, and he says, "Why have you come down here? And with whom have you left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know your pride and the insolence of your heart, for you have come down to see the battle." And David said, "What have I done now?" He's the typical little brother. Always being, you know, I don't know if you've got brothers and sisters in your family, but there's a definite hierarchy. The older ones, it just kind of goes downhill. And David, you know, he's saying, "What have I done now? You're always picking on me. All I'm doing is I've come here with some goods from Dad to give to you. And you're making all these accusations." Then he turned from him toward another and said the same thing. And these people answered him as the first ones did. And when the words which David spoke were heard, they reported them to Saul. And he sent for him. Then David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine." David tells King Saul wanted to know, who's this guy that's just come to the army saying he's, you know, all this stuff? Bring him here. I want to talk to him. David shows up and says, "Saul, put everybody's heart at ease. If somebody's got to do it, I'll do it. If none of my brothers in the army that have been trained will do it, I'll do it." And Saul said to David, "You're not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. He's been a warrior longer than you've been alive. And you're expecting to go out and fight him?" But David said to Saul, "Your servant used to keep his father's sheep. And when a lion or a bear came and took a lamb out of the flock, I went out after it and struck it and delivered the lamb from its mouth. And when it arose against me, I caught it by its beard and struck and killed it. He has fought lions and bears. Even though he was a young man, he was brave. And even though it risked his life, he was obedient to his father in keeping the sheep safe. Your servant has killed both lion and bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, seeing that he has defied the armies of the living God. Moreover, David said, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of the Philistine. And Saul said to David, go and the Lord be with you. David was confident in his God. He wasn't looking at Goliath as this mismatched battle. He was looking at Goliath, God is with me. I don't care how big he is. And like you said before, who is this guy thinking he can defy the armies of God? So Saul clothed David with his armor. And he put a bronze helmet on his head. He also clothed him with a coat of mail. David fastened his sword to his armor and tried to walk, for he had not tested them. And David said to Saul, I can't walk with these, for I have not tested them. So David took them off. Again, trying to match things up like the world would see it. You're going to go out and do battle. You've got to have all these things on. Here, wear my stuff. I can't fight with this. Take the helmet off. Take this armor off of me. Then he took his staff in his hand and he chose for himself 5 smooth stones from the brook and put them in his shepherd's bag in a pouch which he had. And his sling was in his hand and he drew near the Philistine. I do not know. I can only speculate. I do not know why David chose 5 stones. If he was confident that David was going to do the battle for him, that God's going to fight this battle, not me. If he was confident in God, why did he choose 5 instead of just 1? Wouldn't 1 do it? Well, we see that 1 did do it. There's a little on your outline. There's some verses there in 2 Samuel and in 1 Chronicles that if you'd like to look at it later, it talks about how David had 4 sons. Or excuse me, how Goliath had 4 sons. David might have known from Providence, if I kill Goliath, I might have to take on the whole clan. I might have to take on his sons. I don't know. But he picked 5 stones up. So the Philistine came and began drawing near to David. And the man who bore the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was only a youth, ruddy and good looking. So the Philistine said to David, am I a dog that you come to me with sticks? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, come to me and I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field. Then David said to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you. This is bold talk. Here is a young man up against the champion warrior, Goliath. And he's saying, you come to me with sword and armor and all this stuff. I come to you in the name of the Lord. Today, I'm going to kill you and I'm going to chop your head off. I'm going to, it's not going to be good enough. I'm just going to stop you. I'm cutting your head off. You're going to be food for the beasts. And this day I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Then all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and He will give you into our hands. So it was when the Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David, that David hurried and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. He was aggressive. He took the battle to him. He didn't wait for the battle to come to him. He took it to the enemy. Then David put his hand in the bag and took out a stone, and he slung it and struck the Philistine in his forehead so that the stone sank into his forehead. And he fell on his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone and struck the Philistine and killed him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood over the Philistine, took his sword and drew it out of its sheath and killed him and cut off his head with it. And when the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled. Now the men of Israel and Judah arose and shouted and pursued the Philistines as far as the entrance of the valley and to the gates of Ekron. And the wounded of the Philistines fell along the road to Shearim and as far as Gath and Ekron. Then the children of Israel returned from chasing the Philistines, and they plundered their tents. And David took the head of the Philistine and brought it to Jerusalem, but he put his armor in his tent. When Saul saw David going out against the Philistine, he said to Abner, the commander of the army, "Abner, whose son is this youth?" And Abner said, "As your soul lives, O king, I do not know." So the king said, "Inquire whose son this young man is." He wants to know, who is, I've got an entire army that was scared to go out and do what they've been trained to do. And this young man shows up, gets offended because Goliath is cursing their God. He was offended by it. I want to know who he belongs to. Whose family is this? Then as David returned from the slaughter of the Philistine, Abner took him and brought him before Saul with the head of the Philistine in his hand. And Saul said to him, "Whose son are you, young man?" So David answered, "I am the son of your servant Jesse, the Bethlehemite." He was proud of who he was. He was a servant. His family were servants. "I am the son of your servant Jesse. Three of my brothers are in your army serving you, serving Israel, serving God." He was proud in himself. He was proud in his family. And he was humble. That would be very tempting to have gone out and to have killed Goliath, to come back maybe with your thumbs up under your suspenders, walking a little taller. Yep, I did it. It was me. He gave the credit to God. This was the Lord's battle, not my battle. I give all credit to the Lord. And as we go through our lives, as we remember David and make the comparisons and the application to our lives, the trials we face, the giants we have to fight, and every one of us has had them, have them, or will in the future. We have giants. I urge you, remember this story and slay your giant. The battle is ours. The battle is God's. He's won it already for us. We just have to make sure we're on the right side. If you need to respond to the invitation, if you need prayers in your fight, if you need prayers to deal with the trials and tribulations that you have, if you need to repent of sins, it's kind of hard to go through life and run the race of Christianity carrying the baggage of guilt of sin. If you need to repent of sins, do so. If you need to put your Lord on in baptism, if you're not a member of the Lord's church, put Him on in baptism and become a Christian and start that walk. It's not going to mean that we don't have giants to fight. It just means we have a God with us that'll help us fight them. Whatever your need, please come forward while Daryl leads us in the invitation song.